Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品花钱也买不到。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English.If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you!
Colin, have you ever felt so in love with someone that you're willing to do anything for her? 就是你非常喜欢一个人啊，可以为了他做任何事情，然后他说的话呢，你也都义无反顾地相信。
Yeah?
Really? Tell me about it. 瞬间就变得很八卦了。
Well, I'm just kidding. No. Do anything? Like, change my hairstyle? No.
不过其实生活中的确有一部分啊是像我刚刚说的这样，他们会有一点点恋爱脑。
Yeah, I've met people like this before. It seems that love is everything in their life, and without it, they cannot live.
没错。哎，这种人英文中有没有一个词来形容他们呢
？Yeah, we would say they are love-struck.
Love-struck, 这个 struck 就是敲击、敲打这个单词的过去式形式吧
？Right. So if someone is love-struck, they are so in love that it is difficult to behave as usual or even think of anything else except the person they love.
那么 love-struck 这个单词呢，就是形容那种热恋中的人，或者说是恋爱脑的人。
Yeah, so Nora, are you a love-struck person in a relationship?
I don't think so. 我觉得我还算比较理智的。不过呢，我想到国内有一个女明星叫做叶璇，她参与了很多经典的电视作品啊，但是她就是那种在爱情上就会变得 love-struck 的人。
How? What has she done?
Like, she fell in love with a man online who she hadn't even met in real life.
Well...Sounds okay to me. I mean, online romance is not uncommon among youth.
对，的确，网恋也算是比较常见。但是她的恋爱脑表现呢，主要是在当时网上爆出她的男友在 cheating on her， 对方有实锤的情况下，她还是挺她的男友，而且还诽谤公布真相的人。
Okay, I can see that she trusts him unconditionally, and she is definitely wearing love goggles.
Wearing love goggles? Goggles 这个其实可以指游泳的眼镜啊，还有那种护目镜。So what does this phrase mean?
Okay, sometimes you can also call this beer goggles. It means being blind to criticism or objectivity directed at a person that one is in love with.
I got it. 就是因为在爱中就像戴了滤镜嘛，所以就变得盲目了。也忽视外界对这个人的这个 criticism, 批评以及客观的评价。
Yeah, so also like the saying, love is blind.
没错。我发现我们刚刚就讲了好多跟 love 相关的表达，英文中是不是有很多这样子的习语啊、短语
？Exactly. There are lots and lots, as this topic is also what everyone is concerned of, more or less.
Right. 永恒的话题之一啊。Okay.So I think we can go through some of the most commonly used expressions related to it.
Sure, let's get the ball rolling.
在这里提醒一下大家，我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Okay, actually, I thought of one. Love me, love my dog.
And love me, warts and all.
对，那这个习语呢，其实就是对应中文说的爱屋及乌 ,words and all. 这个短语呢，就是指的毫无保留 ,words. 它这个单词本意就是缺点。所以说这个短语就代表着爱我的话就爱我的一切，包括我的缺点。
Right. It means if you love someone, you have to accept everything about them.Even their faults.
而且说这句话的语境好像通常都是在吵架的时候你告诉对方哎，你一定要爱我就要接受我的全部了。You know, they're having an argument usually.
Yeah, so it is said to warn someone that if you want to be in a relationship with you, they must be willing to do that.
对，而且听上去也是有一些小脾气比较任性的。
Okay, next we have lovesick.
Lovesick. Does it mean that you're sick of love? 就不想再爱了。
No. Well, it is to be sick, sad, and unable to think clearly or behave in any sensible way when your significant other is absent.
All right. 就是对方不在然后你就感觉到不开心啊难过呀这种 lovesick, 相思的感觉。是不是经常用这个词我们会表达那种爱而不得苦相思的感觉呢
Yeah, especially when somebody who is not in love with you.
Okay, 这个我想到一个类似的词啊就是 lovelorn.
Right, they are the symptoms. Lovelorn also means being unhappy because the person you love does not love you.
而且如果是刚刚才 break up 的情侣啊可能也会有这种 lovelorn 的感觉了。
Well, food is always your best mate in a lovelorn time.
Yeah, 不过也有可能就是失恋了反而没有心情吃东西了。Alright, 刚刚我们讲到了其实就是几个跟 love 相关但是又比较难过的一些表达。那么代表开心一点的词汇有没有呢
Of course, I would say lovebirds.
这个呢我们就来比喻在恋爱中的那种小情侣啊他们成双成对就像小鸟一样。
Yeah, when you're single or alone and then see two lovebirds holding hands and gazing into each other's eyes, it really drives you crazy.
我只看到了单身狗的嫉妒啊。所以的确这个词一般也是别人用来形容你们的恋情的不会说 we are lovebirds.
Right, you won't say that. And lovebirds usually have their head over heels in love.
Head over heels in love. Heels 指的就是脚跟那么直译就是说头和脚翻过来了。那我们中文其实有一个类似的表达形容在感情中的人就是神魂颠倒
Yeah, head over heels is a figurative phrase meaning totally or completely
其实就是一个比喻的用法 Like Romeo was head over heels in love with Juliet
Exactly, so this is to say he was madly in love with her
OK, 我还想到有一个比较搞笑的表达就叫做 love handles.
Though this phrase contains the word love, it really has nothing to do with it.
对,它实际上的意思呢是我们腰间的这个坠入就是你腰上的游泳圈了。So, I'm wondering why is it called love handles?
Well, research shows that newlyweds gain an average of 2 to 3 kilograms within the first year of marriage.
就是新结婚的人或者说情侣吧我觉得多少在前期啊恋爱的时候都会长胖一些 Probably because food becomes an important part of the relationship 就是在一起没别的事情干就是要吃吃吃
Yeah, exactly So you have to handle this extra fat around the waist That's love handles
幸福肥容易长但是很难减啊真的太扎心了OK, 最后我想到了一个习语啊就是 love will find its way.
That's a great expression to end today's podcast. It means people who are in love will overcome any obstacles in order to be together.
对,只要有爱就可以最终的克服困难在一起。也就是我们中文说的有情人终成眷属。那么这句话呢也在节目的最后送给我们所有的听众。好了那么今天的节目呢就到这里结束了。最后再提醒一下大家我们今天的所有内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Thank you so much for listening This is Colin
This is Nora See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。